Just that relaxing election 43 music that we've got here.
Yes!
Heavy metal for a heavy election. Election 43 is off and running. This morning I was sitting in front of Rideau Hall, the great mansion where the Governor General lives, and Justin Trudeau went and met with Julie Payette for an extended discussion. Dissolved Parliament, and thus began election 43. And I was sitting beside, in the hot sun of Rideau Hall, Don Martin, the host of CTV's Power Play, and to go over what we should expect for 40 days and 40 nights of a biblical political race. Don is on the line now. Don, great to have you here.
Great to be here. It was hot this morning, eh, Evan?
It's always hot on the election day. Okay, let's start with Justin Trudeau. I'll play you a clip of Justin Trudeau, and I want you to explain the challenges for Trudeau. Here's what Justin Trudeau said as he began his election campaign this morning.
In every election, as Canadians, we get to make an important choice about the future of our country. We get to decide what kind of future we want to build together.
Well, Don, what is his big strengths going into this, and what are his weaknesses?
Well, he's got a reasonably strong economy behind him. The job generation numbers are good. The unemployment rate's low. So usually that's a huge asset for a government or a government leader going into an election campaign. But like every prime minister, he's got a record now to defend, and that record is a little uneven right now with scandals, broken promises, some personality traits that irritate a lot of people. So that the fact that 4 years ago Justin Trudeau didn't have enemies, people didn't loathe him. Now that's changed. It's a very polarized electorate out there. They don't really have that love and feeling for Justin Trudeau. That's a big one to overcome.
How does he overcome it? So what's his strategy to overcome it?
Well, partly he's going to point and say, Andrew Scheer is Harper Light or Harper with dimples or whatever you want to call it. He's going to be Doug Ford personified in Ottawa if he wins. Stay away, run away, be very afraid. He really doesn't have to worry too much about the NDP because they seem to be melting down on their own. And that's good news for the Liberals, because if the spoils of that meltdown would possibly accrue to the Liberals and replace seats they might lose in some other provinces. Keep projecting that positive face of his that says, I did good things for the middle class. That child benefit was very popular, and people need to be reminded of that. So it's not all lost for Justin Trudeau. It's just still an uphill slog for him.
Yeah, so that's Justin Trudeau, who, by the way, began his campaign in Ottawa and flew immediately to Vancouver. Look, Justin Trudeau's got to hold on to support in Ontario. Mm-hmm. He's got to win some more seats in Quebec, where he's already got a lot of seats, but he's got to take over some of those 14 NDP seats and hope the Conservatives in the Bloc don't snatch him, and then figure out what to do in the Lower Mainland. Meantime, Andrew Scheer kicked off his campaign. He was sitting in front of the plane, and he was already, as we talked to Bob Fyfe earlier in the program, hammering Justin Trudeau as a liar, strong words. But he basically is going to make it about trust and affordability. Here's Andrew Scheer.
We're going to be outlining our vision for the country to put more money back in the pockets of Canadians and let them get ahead. But what today shows is that you just cannot trust Justin Trudeau. He will say anything to cover up his scandals, and he'll say anything to get reelected, and Canadians cannot believe the things that he says.
Trust and affordability. What are the strengths and what are the weaknesses of Andrew Scheer, Don Martin?
Well, Andrew Scheer is unknown, so he has the chance to try and paint himself as by way of introduction. But the Liberals have done a pretty good job of throwing some shade over him already on social conservative issues and how are you going to cut spending, where are you going to cut kind of questions. So Scheer's got to get better known, and he's got to be very effective in slicing and dicing Justin Trudeau on this SNC thing. But the carbon tax is another one. He's going to be recruiting Jason Kenney from Alberta to help him on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, he's got to barge pole Doug Ford as far away from him as possible because he's toxic in Ontario. So, and he's got to, as you point out, make some gains in Quebec because that's a province in play. And generally, he did a fairly good job today of announcing his opening gambit in Quebec. People generally thought he made the points well about respecting Quebec, but it's still a tough one for Andrew Scheer. This is no cakewalk.
Yeah, you and I have always talked about this. By the way, today, some of the teachers' unions voted to have a strike vote end of September. If there's a teachers' strike in the province of Ontario, that could tie Scheer to Ford, because Ford would get in there, and boy, oh boy, that would hurt Mr. Scheer. So he's got to worry about things like that. And he's got to also try to steal some seats. Now, Jagmeet Singh, we know his campaigns, it's the low-budget, no-frills campaign, and it's a save-the-furniture campaign. But, you know, hope is the fuel of all campaigns. Here is Jagmeet Singh.
We can do that only if we have the courage to take on the powerful interests at the very top. We can expand our Medicare system to include medication for all, pharmacare for all, and extend it beyond that to include dental care, vision and hearing care, and mental health services.
Wow, we could have everything. What else do you want? It's the Oprah campaign when they say they're gonna pay for it by taxing a wealth tax on the super, super rich. But what's his strengths and weaknesses? What are his challenges?
Well, his numbers probably won't add up. He says he's going to give it to the parliamentary budget officer for a more detailed cost analysis. That's going to come out with billions and billions of dollars in deficits that he's going to have to explain. He does have the weakness on the cultural front. There's a bit of undercurrent of racism going on in Quebec, particularly. Jagmeet Singh has been fairly defiant in taking that on with a commercial. He showed himself without his turban, showed himself putting the turban on, saying, look, this is who I am. That's part of Canada's strength. It's diversity and acceptance and tolerance. So I thought today's launch was probably, of all the leaders, Singh probably had the best one, because he did some policy, did some personality, did some personal stances. It was generally a pretty good launch for him. Maybe he's not dead after all.
Well, you know what they say in Ireland, if you're lying in the gutter, you can only look to the stars, and they are in the political gutter, so you can hope is the message. Real quick, then you've got Elizabeth May, yep. Earthlings, and the Bloc Québécois. What do you make of those two?
Elizabeth May is going to be everyone's choice if they can't stomach the other ones, so she might well gain quite a bit in the polls. The Bloc is a sleeper in Quebec. They've got 10 seats there now. They've got a leader that's fairly competent by the sounds of him, and if an alienation streak rises in Quebec, you might see the Bloc gain seats, and that could help Andrew Scheer if it's a minority government and he needs support.
What region are you watching closest on?
Ontario, because it's very much in play. A lot of Liberal seats that could lose if Andrew Scheer catches hold, but it could decide Justin Trudeau getting that majority again if they think Doug Ford's the boogeyman that Justin Trudeau will say he is.
Yeah, and of course, if Jagmeet Singh tanks, it's going to help the Liberals. If he finally actually finds his political legs, it would help Andrew Scheer, wouldn't it?
He's the story of this campaign in many ways, because he pulls off a miracle recovery or he sinks to the bottom, and everyone's picking over the leftovers.
I'm trying to pitch the Daily Dawn, a daily hit with Don Martin on CTV's Power Play. If we can get the Daily Don, we'll try to work that out. All right, Don?
Sounds like a plan, Evan. Thanks.
Love it, Don Martin. Check out Don tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern on CTV's Power Play. That is my pal and a great political journalist, Don Martin.